Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gon' hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gon' take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gon' need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Yeah. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
Yeah, what's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jury. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
I can wait for you to get here.
Get here.
On an aeroplane, back in my arms again, just like we planned it. Go when you land it. I can't wait for you to get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Yeah.
just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best. Every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're round it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay, it's okay. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll really, that'll put me in the mood. Cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few. And we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude, always on the up and up. She gon' tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to sneak away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need a chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm, that's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable. I'm still right here. I'm
for all the times I gave up midway.
All of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need 10 plates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track.
Okay.
His story lines up with his glory, all facts.
All
and
facts.
I'm just knowing so thankful for that.
Thank
when
you.
I realized where he took me from, I cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none.
Had
finally
none.
See a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson. Gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
Welcome back to Frisco, everybody. We are live at Riders Field as we begin a six-game homestand with the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back in the Riders Baseball Network alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley. I'm Josh Warden. We're getting started at 7:05 today to begin a six-game series with the Rough Riders. We're just one game under 500 in the second half, 7-8. stand on the season at 38-45. San Antonio won the first half. They're in the playoffs no matter what. They're 6-9 in the second half and 43-41 overall. Both teams just coming off the All-Star break, had a three-game series on the weekend. Both teams winning the first game and then losing the next two, coming off a shutout loss in their most recent game. So it's the Rough Riders in the Mission today, trying to keep that shutout juice going. On the hill today for Frisco is Dane Acker, the 24-year-old out of College Station, gets the appearance. His third start of the year for the Rough Riders as an ERA of 3.86. Now Ryan Burgert gets the start for the Missions today. His AA debut, former West Virginia Mountaineer, sixth-round pick 2 years ago. The 23-year-old makes his 40th start in the pro ranks and his first with the Missions. Speaking of pitching, we'll chat with Justin Slayton. We return relief pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders, and the native of Hallsville, Texas, joins us when we come back. Stay tuned right here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese? I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Okay. Welcome back on the pregame show. We're starting out a new series here against the San Antonio Missions, and we've got Justin Slayton joining us out of the Frisco bullpen here on the pregame show. Well, Justin, we're starting to get back into the thick of things and the post All-Star break stretch, but not too far removed from the break. How was the All-Star break for you? Did you feel rested after a few days off?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to be able to go home and see some family and just kind of take your mind away from baseball for a little bit and just kind of use that as like a mental regrouping and then come back feeling fresh and just ready to go for the second half. Yeah.
We chatted on the pregame show early this season. I usually ask pitchers, you know, what pitches are you working on? What's feeling good? I kind of want to ask you the same question now that it's been a few months later now. What pitches are you kind of focusing on working most in bullpen sessions? What's feeling good? Any tweaks you may have made over the season?
Everything's been feeling good for me so far. Like the big emphasis coming into the year was on the cutter, and I think I've done a good job of implementing that into my arsenal and just being able to confidently throw that up there. And now it's more or less just about refining the pitches at this point in the season. You've thrown so many times, seen so many batters, you kind of know what everything's doing, and now it's just sharpening up, making sure everything's kind of moving the same way that it is and how you want it to move and your catch play and in the bullpens and stuff like that before you get out there on the mound.
Each pitcher has their unique repertoire of what pitches they throw, and some, it works different for each guy and why it's better for them to throw a cutter, slider, sweep, or whatever it may be. For you, is there any particular reason your arsenal is what it is based on your stature, your arm slot, your technique? We talked about some injury stuff from last year and being healthy, but what in particular has helped you figure out what pitches work best for you?
I think a lot of it has just been like in college, I was predominantly just like a fastball slider guy, and so when I came into pro ball, everybody knew it was like, okay, he's going to throw the slider. That's his breaking ball. The fastball is obviously the four-seam fastball is what he throws. So, like, we're going to stick with that. And then the other thing is, like, I kind of threw a curveball, but it was offered as a fourth pitch. And so it was something that whenever I did throw it good, it was really good, and it played off of my fastball really well. So they wanted me to become more consistent with that and start using it more. So this season I've also put, like, a lot of emphasis on being able to throw the curveball, not only throw it, but be able to land it for strikes and as the season's gone, it was like at the beginning of the year, it was just like we're throwing it up there. Whatever happens, happens. We weren't really striking it a lot, but we were throwing it good, just not in the zone a lot. And now as the season's gone, I've gotten to where I'm landing it in the zone, using it as a strikeout pitch and stuff like that, and it's really helped me.
Well, there's part one of our conversation with Justin Slayton, right-hand relief pitcher with the Frisco Rough Riders. We'll continue that conversation tomorrow on the pregame show. But first, game one of this six-game series with the San Antonio Missions is coming up. First pitch at 7:05. We'll give you the starting lineups in our next segment right here on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night, presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Set to get underway for game one of this six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. Here's the starting lineups for both clubs, beginning with the Missions. Leading off for San Antonio is Ripken Reyes. He plays right field tonight. Jackson Merrill, the number one Padres prospect, is batting second and the shortstop. Juan Fernandez plays third and hits third. Daniel Johnson is the cleanup hitter and left fielder. Marcos Castañon plays second and hits fifth. Then it's Michael De La Cruz playing first. Corey Howell plays center field and hits seventh. Brandon Valenzuela catches, and then Cole Cummings is the DH, hitting ninth. For the Frisco Rough Riders, Aaron Zavala leads off and plays left field tonight. Luis Angel Acuna, third in the league in hits, will play shortstop tonight. Evan Carter in center field for the Rough Riders and hitting third. Thomas Ajayi, the cleanup hitter, he'll play second. The designated hitter is Trevor Hover, batting fifth. Kellen Strom checks in at sixth and plays right field. Josh Hatcher bats seventh and plays first base with a great series in Amarillo, and five RBIs to lead the team in those three games. Scott Capers bats eighth. He is the battery mate tonight of Dane Acker. And then Chris Cease hits ninth, the third baseman today for Frisco. The Rough Riders trying to get back to 500 in the second half and starting out a series against San Antonio tonight. First pitch at 7:05, right when we come back. Zach Bigley has the call on the other side of this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Sanel Acuna wins it for the Rough Riders. A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Acuna to the warning track. It's out of here!
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
Holy cow, that ball is smoked. That ball's gone. Jax Biggers pounds one over the Lazy River.
Thomas Sajacy, a titanic blast to left field.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Worden.
The Rough Riders are back home, and they're ready to take on the San Antonio Missions for the first game of a six-game series. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Your Frisco Rough Riders ready to take on the San Antonio Missions. The Rough Riders are coming off a series in Amarillo in which they dropped two of the three games, but now returning home and turning the ball over to Dane Acker. They're feeling pretty good about their chances. It's the 19th matchup head-to-head between these two clubs this season, and each team has won nine games. Ripken Reyes is ready to go in from the left side, and we are almost set for baseball in Frisco, Texas. It's a warm one today. Dane Acker up on the mound. The right-hander winds back and deals in the first pitch of the game. It's just high, and we're underway at 7:05 in the p.m. on what is a beautiful but warm day. It's 104 degrees with the game's first pitch. It feels like of 108. The 1-0 offering. There's a fly ball into shallow left center field. Evan Carter cutting over, and he's under it to make the catch. One away for Jackson Merrill. Jackson Merrill playing in his fourth game at the AA level. A number one prospect in the Padres organization. There's the wind back by Acker in the first pitch. A little check swing foul ball out of play to the left side, and it's 0-1. Jackson Merrill hitting just 167 through his first three games, but he's having a great season at the high A level with Fort Wayne. Acker back into his windup in the 0-1. Swinging a line drive, loop down the left side and foul into the seats, and it's 0-2. Merrill in Fort Wayne as a 20-year-old. In 71 games, or in 68 games, beg your pardon, hit 280. Had 10 home runs and 33 RBIs. And after he got off to a really slow start in April, hitting just 177, he hit 309 the rest of the way to earn his promotion up here to the AA level. The 0-2 pitch. High and away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Dane Acker making his third start with the Rough Riders. And his second start here at home. He looks over the top of his glove, winds in the 1-2. Swinging a roller to the right side of the infield, so JC's got it in shallow right field from second, and he fires onto first in time to retire Jackson Merrill. There are two away. Juan Fernandez steps in now. Rough Riders admissions. No score in the top of the first inning. Fernandez, right-handed batter against the right-hander Acker, who stands 6'2", 189 pounds, 24 years old, native of College Station, Texas, just south of here. The wind back in the first pitch to Fernandez. Breaking ball low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Acker, the 24-year-old, has dealt with a lot of injuries over the course of his career and has not made many starts in the minors. This is start number 20 for him. A 4.18 career mark in the ERA. The pitch is inside. It's two balls and no strikes. 16 1/3 innings over the course of his career. And first seven here in Frisco have gone pretty well, especially his last start throwing three innings his last time out against Midland here at home. The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Busted a fastball inside. And it's two balls and one strike on a 94-mile-an-hour heater. Two outs, bases clear. Acker from the first base side of the rubber in his bright red jersey. Winds back and delivers. Fastball just north of the zone. It's three balls and one strike. Defense behind Acker today looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Here's the wind back from Acker in the 3-1 pitch. Fernandez grounds it foul, third baseline. It's 3-2. Chris Cease has third base. Luis Angel Acuna is the Rough Riders' shortstop. Thomas Sejasi at second. First base for Josh Hatcher today defensively. Scott Capers does the catching for the Rough Riders. Nobody aboard for Acker and a full count to Fernandez. Right on right. He flutters the glove at the belt, raises it up, winds back and delivers. Fastball just high. Ball four. And it's a two-out base runner for San Antonio. Daniel Johnson makes his way to the plate. No score in the top of the first inning. It's a San Antonio Missions club that lost 2 of 3 to Northwest Arkansas. In fact, both of these teams lost the Saturday and Sunday ball games of their last series. San Antonio is coming in just 6-9 in the second half. The Rough Riders 7-8. Left-handed batter, first pitch. Fastball just inside. According to Chris Presley Murphy, our home plate umpire, Ben Engstrand down the first baseline, and Nate Diedrich is our third base umpire today. Acker working from the stretch. He's ready with the glove at the belt and kicks in the 1-0 pitch to Johnson. Fastball fouled back in a Capers glove. Strike one, and it's one ball and one strike. San Antonio won the first half of the Texas League South, so they're headed to the postseason no matter what happens in the second half of play. But ever since clinching that postseason bid, they have not only really struggled on their record side of things, but they've seen a lot of movement. The 1-1. Just outside, it's two balls and one strike. A lot of promotions. A lot of guys are gone. This roster looks very different from the last time the Rough Riders saw them, even just 3 weeks ago in San Antonio. They're just 1-4 in their last five games and 3-8 in their last 11. Quick throw over to first, and Fernandez is back on his feet. The thing San Antonio will always have, though, is a Padres affiliate. They'll always have a lot of veterans. Daniel Johnson fits that build, standing back in for the left side. He's 28 years old. 2-1 pitch. Just high, and it's three balls and one strike, and they're laying off the high fastball from Acker early on in this first inning. Already 16 pitches for the right-hander. Full side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders with the lefty at the plate. Acker, the 3-1. Swing and a miss and a good changeup diving low of the zone, and it's 3-2. Acker works with three pitches in his arsenal. He'll go fastball, curveball, and that really good changeup that he just displayed there. Fastball will be 92 to 94 miles an hour, occasionally touching 95. Likes to mix in the curveball. We've already seen all three pitches in this first inning. Fernandez will take off here on the 3-2 with two outs. Here she comes. Swinging a pop-up on the infield left side. Drifting out into shallow left, it's Acuna. The shortstop into a back pedal. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close harmlessly in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Our score, it's San Antonio nothing, and the Rough Riders coming up offensively after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The circus had every time they had issues to try to play a catch from 16, Brandon Valenzuela, and then on the mound, right in the pitcher number 32.
We're to the bottom half of the first inning. The Rough Riders and the Missions. No score between the Rough Riders and the Missions in this series opener. Aaron Zavala is set to lead things off. Zavala in from the left side against Ryan Burgert, the right-hander making his Double-A debut. Shoulders square towards the plate. He winds back and offers into Zavala. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Ripken Reyes giving it a look towards the corner, and it's foul. 0-1 on Zavala. Reyes disappeared down the corner on the right side, as did the baseball. Zavala behind in the count, 0-1. Burgert back into his windup in the 0-1 pitch. Fastball just outside. It's one ball and one strike. No score in the bottom half of the first inning, and the Rough Riders looking to find some offense against a man in his first appearance at the Double-A level, as the pitch is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2 now. Burgert, former sixth-round selection back in 2021 by the Padres, 6'1", 210 pounds. He's 23 years old. Drafted out of West Virginia. He peels back the 1-2. Breaking ball down low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes. The Canton, Ohio native with high A Fort Wayne. 5-2 with a 2.63 ERA. The 2-2 fouled back. Still two balls and two strikes. 61 and two-thirds innings, 75 strikeouts for the Tin Caps. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out. A changeup away. And there's out number one.
The shortstop, number three, Luis Angel Acuna.
Burgert picks up his first career Double-A strikeout, the first batter he sees. Here's the wind back in the pitch. There's a fly ball down the right field line. Reyes giving chase towards the line. He can't get there. It falls in. A fair ball, and Acuna scoots up to second. He's got himself a double. His 100th hit of the season is his 21st double. And Evan Carter makes his way to the plate.
Number 11, Evan Carter.
Carter, the left-handed batter, with an opportunity to drive in the game's first run here in the bottom of the first. Acuna, 21 doubles, puts him in sole possession of third place in the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the first pitch on the way to Carter. And down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Defense behind Ryan Berger, it looks like this in the bottom of the first inning. It's Daniel Johnson in left field, Corey Howe in center, and Ripken Reyes in right field. Juan Fernandez has third, Jackson Merrill's the shortstop. Marcos Castagnon is at second base, Michael De La Cruz at first. And Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, the 1-0 is drilled into left center field. Howe on the run to the warning track, he reaches out over his head, off the warning track and up against the wall. Acuna around 30 comes in to score. Carter to third, and he slides in safely with a triple. RBI triple for Evan Carter. 1-0 Rough Riders. Well, he got a pitch at the bottom of the zone with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball and ripped it to left center field. Howell can run with the best of them, the center fielder, but it was over his head. And Carter was easily able to get to third base. An RBI triple for Evan Carter, his third triple of the season. And the infield comes in for Thomas Sujacy. First pitch. Outside with a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sujacy hitting .313, fourth in the league. 13 home runs and 65 runs batted in. The pitch. Low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. His 13 home runs just outside the top 10 in the league. While the runs batted in mark at 65, that is third in the Texas League. The pitch bounces low of the don't, low of the in the dirt, and it's three balls and no strikes. The infield remains in as a Rough Riders team that had a little bit of trouble scoring runs in Amarillo over the weekend. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Outside corner is strike, and it's 3-1. In the last two games of that series, they didn't pick up a single extra base hit. Well, in the first inning of this game, they have two. Here's the 3-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 3-2. A great start to this series, which is a pretty big one. The Rough Riders playing the division foe, and it means a little bit less when you think about the fact that San Antonio won the first half, so they're not a quote-unquote competitor here in the second half against Frisco. So JC calls time and steps out. Three balls, two strikes on him. But nonetheless, a team that Rough Riders have seen a lot this year. This is the 19th head-to-head meeting between the two clubs, with the Rough Riders 2-4 against San Antonio in this building this year. Here's the stretch in the 3-2. Sujacy is swinging a miss and a slider off the outside corner, and he strikes out for the second out of the first inning. It's the second strikeout by Ryan Berger. Trevor Hopper stands in.
Number 17, Trevor Hopper.
Hopper, the designated hitter. He's in from the left side. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. Way outside, all the way back to the backstop. Carter coming home, and he scores. A wild pitch brings in Evan Carter, and it's 2-0 Rough Riders. 1-0 on Trevor Hobart. Now Evan Carter with the triple. And he comes in to score on a wild pitch, and the Rough Riders have an early 2-0 advantage. A great start to this ball game offensively. And And also on the pitching side of things, with Dane Acker throwing up a scoreless top half of the first inning. Ball got loose down the right field line, and Ripken Reyes goes down and grabs it. Hover's ready to go, so is Berger. And the right-hander back into his wind, the 1-0 pitch. It's just low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Wind blowing out to left field at 17 miles an hour. The pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good pitch down low and inside, and it's 2-1. And you have to imagine that will help the offense quite a bit. A 2-1. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders only hit one home run in that three-game series in Amarillo. A Josh Hatcher two-run home run in the opener. Burgard winds back the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a pop-up foul left side. It's still two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders leading 2-0 with two outs in the bottom of the first inning. Hover has been on a tear at the plate recently, hitting 3-11 in his last 21 games, and he bounces this one to second. Castagnon has got it up, and he fires onto first base in time for the final out of this first inning. Two runs across on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders lead it 2-0 into the top of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker back to the hill in the second inning. Rough Riders lead it 2-0 over the San Antonio Missions. He's Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on what is a beautiful but warm day in Frisco, Texas. 104 degrees, the hottest game we've had all season, home or away. Marcus Castagnon stands in from the right side, and the first pitch from Acker. Fastball rides high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Castagnon playing in just his fourth game here at the AA level. He's 2-for-10 so far. Acker peels back the 1-0. Breaking ball cut on and missed. A good curve from Acker, and it's 1-1. The Rough Riders with the two runs on the offensive side in the first inning. And Acker putting up a zero on his end. It's a great start to this game, and you really hope that the Rough Riders can continue to add on, because more than likely it'll be a bullpen-forward game. Acker has been on a short pitch count over the course of his start with the Rough Riders just because of the fact that he's coming off injury. The 1-1. Swinging a pop-up down the right side, it twists foul, and it's one ball and two strikes. So he's been held to very strict pitch counts. His career high, just 4 2/3 innings. That was earlier this year. The pitch. Breaking ball. Cut on and missed for strike three and his first strikeout of the night. Got him with a curveball off the outside corner. He strikes out Castagnon, and Michael De La Cruz steps in. Acker, during his minimal time this season, has done a good job for the most part with his command. The pitch. High and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. That walk that he had in the first inning was just his second with the Rough Riders in three starts. The 1-0. Breaking ball. The curveball is outside. It's two balls and no strikes. More than anything, the strikeouts have been big for him. 33 strikeouts and 28 in the third innings this year. 2-0 toss. High and outside. It's three balls and no strikes. And it's going to be a very big part of what he's trying to do this year. If you're not familiar with his story, he was drafted by the Oakland Athletics initially out of Oklahoma, the former Sooner. He winds back in the 3-0 pitch. Fastball is high for ball four, and there's his second walk of the evening. Runner at first with one out in the second inning for San Antonio. 2-0, Rough Riders leading. Corey Howell stands in. Howell, the right-handed batter. Acker looks in. He's ready from the stretch. And the initial pitch on the way. Fastball popped skyward, left side. Cease coming in from third into foul ground. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Brandon Valenzuela takes his turn now with two down and a runner at first in the second inning. It's 2-0 Rough Riders. Well, Acker was drafted in the fourth round by the A's in 2020. And then after that was traded from the A's over to the Rangers organization in the deal that sent Chris Davis and Jonah Heim on the other way. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Chris Davis and Jonah Heim came over with Acker to the Rangers, and Elvis Andrus was the main part of that deal going over to the Oakland Athletics. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Down low and inside, one ball and one strike. The funny thing about that trade is at the time, a lot of people were saying, well, you get outfield depth with Chris Davis coming over. I think from now on, that'll be known as the Jonah Heim trade because Jonah Heim was an all-star this year. Hopefully Dane Acker will pan out as well. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. It's fouled away left side. It's one ball and two strikes. Acker had Tommy John surgery just two starts into his professional career with Down East in 2021 and then returned right at the end of the 2022 season, made nine starts, and then was slowed out of spring training this year with another injury. He's ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Swinging a fly ball into shallow right field down the line. Strom coming in, but it's the second baseman, Sajacy, who's under it just outside of the cut of the infield dirt. And he makes the catch in foul ground for the final out of the top of the second. Oh, no runs on, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base, just like the first inning. We go to the bottom half of the second. Our score, it's the Rough Riders 2 and the Mission's nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the second inning, the Rough Riders out in front, 2-0 over the San Antonio Missions. Kellen Strom, Josh Hatcher, and Scott Capers do up. Rough Riders with two runs on an RBI triple from Evan Carter in the first inning, and then he came across in a wild pitch. Ryan Burgert back into his wine in the pinch. Low and outside, it's one ball and no strikes on Kellen Strom. Strom playing in his 72nd game this year. Out of the Rough Riders, 84 total, the 1-0. Swing and a miss on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Strom, over his last 25 games, is hitting .305. He calls time and steps out. He's trying to bring that average up, sitting right now at .238. 1-1 pitch on the way. Low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike on the Riders right fielder. One thing he has been doing well is getting on base, a .344 on base percentage. Anytime you're on base is 100 points higher than your average, you're doing a really good job. 2-1. Outside in the dirt, and it's three balls and one strike, and Strom has been known for that his entire time playing baseball, is getting on base. He pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. Burgert has his sign, winds back in the 3-1. Outside corner for a called strike. It's full at 3-2. Rough Riders' top of the order has usually been the part of the order that does a lot of the damage. The pitch, a swing and a miss, struck him out. Got him with the slider. It's the same pitch he struck out Thomas Sajacy on. This time it was in the zone, and there's one away. The third strikeout for Ryan Burger. Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. Left-handed batter. Wind back in the right-hander's pitch. Swinging a foul in and out of Valenzuela's glove. The catcher, and it's 0-1. Burger and High A Fort Wayne was much more of a fly ball pitcher than a ground ball pitcher. He fits this one past Hatcher's swinging bat on a changeup. It's 0-2. That pitch on the outside corner. He winds back in the 0-2. Inside, he hit him on the right leg. So a hit by pitch on an 0-2 offering. And a runner aboard for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher at first base and Scott Capers stands in. Capers in from the right side. Rough Riders with another base runner. And the double and the triple from Acuna and Carter in the first inning. Burgert ready from the stretch and the right-hander deals home. Swing and a miss and a good slider away. That's been a nasty pitch so far, and it's 0-1. Burgert taken in the sixth round in 2021. Went to West Virginia just like the Rough Riders hitting coach Ryan Tuntlin. The 0-1. Swinging a hard ground ball out to short. Merrill's got it in the hole. Flicks it onto second for one. The throw to first is in time for the double play. And a pretty twin killing up the middle by the San Antonio Missions. Ends the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're into the top of the third inning next. It's Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back. 2-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the first home game since the All-Star break for the Frisco Rough Riders, and a good start so far for Frisco. 2-0 is the score as we make our way to the third inning here in Collin County. Dane Acker returns to the mound facing the San Antonio Missions. Cole Cummings to the plate. 2-0 Riders. As Acker completes his first time through the San Antonio order, Cummings, and then the top of the lineup is next. First pitch is lifted foul behind home plate, and strike one. Dane Acker, no hits yet allowed. He has walked one in the first inning, walked one in the second inning, and both times stranded that runner at first. Here's the 0-1. Cummings chops one back to the mound, past Acker, fielded on the run by the second baseman. So JC throws sidearm in time, and Cummings is put away on a 4-3 putout. So JC had to sprint inward to retrieve that ball behind the mound, and was able to do so cleanly and get the leadoff out here in the third. Ripken Reyes is next. 2-0 Riders in the top of the third inning. One out and nobody on. Reyes trying to get on base, which he does better than just about anybody in the Texas League, a 4.27 on base percentage. Swings at the first pitch, doesn't get it. Second in the league and on base percentage. Does walk a fair amount, leads the team with 32 of those. That'll raise the on base percentage. The one strike pitch from Dane Acker is cut on, and a high fly ball to left center field. Playable for either Carter or Zavala. It's the latter, and the left fielder makes a lazy catch in left field, and Ripken Reyes is put away. Two quick outs for Dane Acker. He has faced 10 batters today and not allowed a hit. Two walks and nothing else. Jackson Merrill is next. Left-hand hitter, and 0-for-1 so far against the Rough Riders in his career, just getting called up to the AA level. Two outs, nobody on. The first pitch, a breaking ball hit foul on the ground up the right side. And strike one. Just got called up, and a very young player to do so for Jackson Merrill. Just turned 20 years old in April of this year. The 0-1 offering from Dane Acker to Jackson Merrill is a bouncer right side. Dove for by Hatcher, the first baseman up with it. Throws hard to first, and the out is made. Acker covering. Got there just in time and finishes out the inning on a 3-1 ground down. To conclude the frame, it's a 1-2-3 inning for Dane Acker and the Rough Riders defense. They still lead it 2-0 over the San Antonio Missions, heading to the bottom of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Hatcher making a nice stab to end the last inning defensively, and the Rough Riders have shut out San Antonio the first three innings. Chris Cease and the Riders to the plate in the bottom of the third, leading 2-0 over the Missions here in Game 1 of this six-game series. Ryan Burgert goes to work. His first pitch is low and outside to the backstop. And ball one to the right-hand hitting Chris Cease. Ryan Burgert, the right-hand pitcher in his Double-A debut, sixth-round pick a couple of years ago, and a bit of a rude welcome to this Double-A level by the Rough Riders, hitting two extra base hits in the first inning off of them. The 1-0 is just outside, ball two to Chris Cease. 2-0 to the third baseman today. Burgert allowing a double to Luis Angel Acuna. 2-0 pitch is hit hard to left center field, and that's down for a base hit. Cut off by Johnson in the gap, and Cease will settle for a single. And a leadoff base hit for Chris Cease to begin the third. Nice work for Cease to keep the string going. He is the third hitter to nab a base hit. One time through the order now for the Rough Riders. And now it's Aaron Zavala for a second trip against Ryan Burgert. 2-0 Rough Riders in the bottom of the third. After Acuna's double, Carter tripled for an RBI and then scored on a wild pitch. Those are the two runs today for Frisco. That was all in the first inning. First pitch to Zavala. He's at the knees and a strike. Breaking ball to get ahead 0-1. This is the second consecutive game that the Rough Riders are facing a pitcher making his Double-A debut. Tonight it's the West Virginia product and Ryan Burgert. The 0-1 is outside for ball one. On Sunday it was Yumin Lin from Amarillo, and he had six shutout innings against the Rough Riders in his Double-A debut.
He was spectacular. Yeah.
And has not started the same way for Ryan Burgert today, with a two spot in the first inning. A pickoff move over to first, and Cease retreats to the back. Frisco losing the rubber match of that three-game series against Yumin Lin and the Sod Poodles in Hodgetown. And then had the day off yesterday before this series began tonight. One ball, one strike to Zavala. He takes the next pitch down and in. And it's 2-1 from Ryan Burgert. The Rough Riders, like I mentioned, getting those two extra base hits in the first inning. That snapped a streak, 12 innings in a row, without a run or an extra base hit. Next pitch is high and away. Three balls and a strike to Aaron Zavala. So that streak snapped right away when the Rough Riders returned home. They hadn't had a home game in a while. The All-Star break and then a three-game road series. But the first home game since the break. And a good start. 2-0 Rough Riders. The 3-1. A bouncer to the right side. It finds a hole into right field. Base hit. Chris Cease up to second. He stops there. A single for Aaron Zavala. And back-to-back singles for the Riders here in the third. With still nobody out, Luis Angel Acuna is next. As Aaron Zavala singles through the right side. And now Acuna, who already has a double to his name today, comes up with a serious run scoring opportunity in this inning. Still nobody out, 2-0 Frisco in the third.
That's so good to see for Aaron Zavala, and even though that's kind of just a bouncer that gets through, he's been swinging the bat so much better recently after his really tough start to the season.
His batting average over 200. First pitch to Acuna is a tapper up the first base side, fielded by De La Cruz. Steps on the bag. It works out like a sacrifice bunt. Acuna, who hit it off the very end of the bat, And a little cue ball that just hugged the line fair towards first base. It's an unassisted put out for the first baseman. Zavala up to second. And Chris Cease is easily into third. So Evan Carter, the batter, with still a lot of RBI opportunities here. There's only one out. So San Antonio pulls the infield in. The wind blowing fairly steadily from right to left at Riders Field. Berger is set, and his first pitch to Evan Carter is taken below the zone, and ball one. Carter tripled to left center field for an RBI in the first inning, reaching his 40th run batted in today on the season. As two runners in scoring position, a 1-0 pitch outside on a slider, and it's ball two. Carter hitting just under the 300 mark coming in with that triple. He has gotten back to exactly a 300 batting average, trying to keep that going and stay above that watermark. Get another base hit here. He's ahead 2-0. Here's the pitch. He pops it up behind home plate. Might get into the seats. Fernandez running for it. The third baseman won't have room. It lands about five rows back. And a 2-1 count now to Evan Carter. Last year, the Rangers' best minor league player, or at least ruled the call by the Texas Rangers, the minor league player of the year in 2022. Spent most of it in Hickory at the high A level. Played 100 games for the Crawdads before his promotion to Frisco down the home stretch of the season. Now all of this year so far in Frisco, and a big at-bat here with two in scoring position. The 2-1 pitch is outside. He gets ahead, three balls and a strike. Ever since Carter has joined the AA level late last year, he's hit 308 between last season and this. That's even better than what he was hitting at the high A level. Playing up to the competition. Infield still pulled into Evan Carter. The 3-1 pitch is just inside. Ball four. The bases are now juiced. A five-pitch walk to load the bases for Frisco. And Ryan Berger in a serious jam here with one out. Thomas and JC, not the batter you want to face in this type of situation, with 20 doubles on the year and top three in the Texas League in RBIs. He could add some more here to the 65 he has already totaled this season.
You mentioned the minor league player of the year. I think this guy has a pretty good case for it this year.
Yeah. The two roommates can go back to back. So JC with the bases loaded and one out. First pitch is on the inside corner for his strike, a slider that nestles in to the right-hand hitting Sajacy. 313 average for Thomas. Just 21 years old. 2-0 Frisco trying to add on to the lead in the third inning. One out. And the one-strike pitch. Breaking ball hit high and shallow right center. Might stay on the infield. Castagnon at the back of the dirt. An infield fly. He catches it. And an unproductive out for Thomas Sajacy. It brings up Trevor Hover with the bases loaded, but now two down. This inning began with a Chris Cease single. He's now in third following Aaron Zavala's single and Evan Carter's walk. Bases loaded, two down. The Rough Riders will be up by multiple runs no matter what happens, but they'd like it to get more than 2-0. Hover 0 for 1 with a ground out today. Infield now playing back and shifted to the right side. First pitch to Hover is above the belt. Ball one to the left-hand hitter. And the DH today tends to get ahead a lot. He is one of the team leaders in walks and league leaders as well. His next will be his 50th on the season. The 1-0 pitch to Hover is down and in. He gets ahead, two balls and no strikes. There's only two players in the Texas League with 50 walks. Arquímedes Gamboa leads the league with 51. Springfield and Trevor Hover is 49 to lead the team. One more of those would push in a run. Got two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Cuts on it and fouls it up the first base side on the ground. And now two balls, one strike from Ryan Berger. The Rough Riders with two extra base hits in the first inning to score two runs. No extra base hits this inning, but they planted three on the base paths. Cease at third, Zavala at second. And Evan Carter, not being held on at first, can take a pretty substantial lead. Two outs, though, in the inning. And Ryan Berger trying to get out of his jam. Two balls, one strike. Outfield playing fairly deep to Trevor Hover.
The infield playing back. The 2-1 offering from Ryan Berger. Is it foul behind home on a slider that he swung over a bit and dribbles it to the backstop. Now two strikes on Trevor Hobber. And the Rough Riders one strike away from squandering this opportunity or a good swing away from planting a couple more runs on the board. Wind continues to blow right to left in Frisco. Ryan Berger looking for a sign from Brandon Valenzuela. Still checking on the sign. Now he comes set. Two balls, two strikes. The base is loaded and two down. Hover swings and stays alive with a foul ball left side. Taking a fastball the other way and still 2-2. Trying to start out this series in good fashion, and the Rough Riders have put themselves in position to do so, already leading 2-0. With the bases loaded in the third, could really break this game open. But two strikes and two outs. Bergert comes set with his hands at the belt. His pitch is hit up the first baseline, fielded by De La Cruz. He runs it to the bag himself, and the inning is over on an unassisted put out. The Rough Riders leave the bases loaded. Their first runner stranded of this ball game, and it's all three of them. No runs in on two hits, one walk, no errors, and three left aboard. Bottom of the third, or pardon me, top of the fourth coming up. It's 2-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders.
Through 3 innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas, the Frisco Rough Riders with 2 runs on 4 hits and no errors. And the visiting San Antonio Missions with no runs, no hits, and no errors. Good start for Dane Acker today. He heads into the 4th inning, the starting pitcher, with 37 pitches to his name and no hits allowed. 2 walks are the only base runners, and coming off a 6-pitch inning in which he went through the order easily. First pitch to Juan Fernandez. A breaking ball hits the outside edge for strike one. Got 2 groundouts and a flyout last inning, each one on the 2nd pitch of the at-bat. And his cruise through so far. The right-hander comes back to Fernandez and is way high to even the count. 1-1. Fernandez, a guy who's hit well against the Rough Riders. His first chance against Acker earlier today, a walk. The 1-1 to Fernandez is hit towards second base, jumping so JC can't get it over his head into right field, and there is the first hit of the day for the San Antonio Missions. 3 hitless for Dane Acker, but he allows a leadoff single here in the 4th. Juan Fernandez collects his team leading 15th hit this season against the Rough Riders, hitting over 350 against Frisco this season. Daniel Johnson is next. 0-1 with a pop-out today. Left-hand hitter steps in. 1 on and nobody out for San Antonio. First pitch is right down the middle and strike one. So a single for Juan Fernandez snaps the streak. He is the 12th batter to come to the plate today against Dane Acker and the first to get a base hit. A soft single to right center. A 1-strike pitch. The runner goes. The pitch is high. The throw to second is also high. The tag by Acuna not in time. And Daniel, or pardon me, and Juan Fernandez collects his 9th stolen base of the season. The throw was just barely in time, but elevated, and Acuna had to jump up for it. Juan Fernandez sliding in just ahead of the tag. He's now 9 for 12. The pitch bringing Capers out of his squat, and so he had an easier time than he otherwise would have. But the throw just a bit off the mark. The 1-1 pitch. Johnson, it's a high fly ball to right field. Kellen Strom giving chase. This ball to the warning track. He jumps up and hits the wall and stays in the yard. Fernandez around to third. He gets a stop sign. Johnson to second for the double. It's now second and third for the Missions. On a ball that almost left the yard, Kellen Strom jumped for it at the wall, and it hit just underneath the yellow strip at the top of the fence in right field. Juan Fernandez goes from second to third on the play, had to make sure that ball wouldn't get caught. And now with still nobody out, Marcos Castagnon comes up with runners in second and third. Fernandez may have had a chance to score on that play, but no reason to risk it with nobody out in the inning. Still plenty of chances to get him home. So it goes down as a double for Johnson, but no RBIs. First pitch is inside to Castagnon. And 1-0 to the second baseman. So Acker with three hitless innings and now loses the no-hitter in the fourth, then potentially losing the shutout. A 1-0 to Castagnon. He hits it to right field. Kellen Strom waits, takes one step in. He makes the catch. Fernandez tags. The throw comes into third and holds Johnson there. A sacrifice fly for Marcos Castagnon. And the Missions are on the board. It's 2-1 Frisco. So Juan Fernandez comes home. And Castagnon flies to right field for the run batted in. Johnson still at second, representing the tying run, and Michael De La Cruz is the next hitter for the Missions. So that's the first out of the inning. 2-1 Rough Riders in the top of the fourth. Outfield continues to play deep. Left-hand hitter, De La Cruz swings, and he pops it up on the left side. Into shallow left, Zavala running in, and he has a play on it. He makes the grab, but Daniel Johnson stays put at second. One pitch, and the second out of the inning. Getting De La Cruz to fly out to left field. Corey Howell is the next batter. The Rough Riders trying to protect what is now a one-run lead and make sure that the two runners in scoring position, nobody out situation, turns into just one run, which altogether would be a fairly good result. It's up to Corey Howell to change that. Two outs and a runner at second for the Missions. Acker from the stretch, and his fastball is just a touch high, and ball one to Corey Howell. Number 13 prospect in the San Diego Padres organization. The 24-year-old from Chicago is ahead 1-0. Here's the next pitch from Dane Acker. Howell takes it in the dirt, bounces away from Capers, and that advances Johnson to third. It hits the netting behind home plate, and a wild pitch that puts the tying run to third base. Johnson, who doubled off the wall earlier this inning, now is into third. And the 2-1 lead for the Rough Riders in jeopardy, even more than it already was here in the fourth inning. Dane Acker, who had gone three scoreless, three hitless, and now in the fourth inning, has encountered some trouble trying to make sure it's just a one-run frame. His 2-0 pitch is high, and ball three to Corey Howell. It all started with Juan Fernandez's single. Fernandez with a walk and a single today and now scores the first run. A 3-0 pitch to Howell is up and in, a 4-pitch walk. And now runners at first and third for the Missions with two down, and Brandon Valenzuela is next. Dane Acker, who had such an easy inning last frame, just 6 pitches needed. But in this one, only one unproductive out for the Missions. A sack fly, a walk, 2 hits, and now John Goble, the pitching coach for the Rough Riders, comes out to have a conversation with Dane Acker. Nobody throwing yet in the Rough Riders bullpen, but there are a couple of players up and starting to stretch out. Tristan Pauley and Grant Wolfram moving around a little bit, but Dane Acker will get a chance to finish out this inning. Could still make it a one-run frame. Acker, who made his Double-A debut earlier this month, just got called up recently. It was in San Antonio that he made his Frisco debut on the 3rd of July. The finale of that series in a win for the Rough Riders. He went four innings against San Antonio, allowed three earned runs. One of them was, two of them actually, were on an inside the park home run on a weird play, bouncing off of the wall beyond the outfield, and was ruled to be in play, even though the ball had bounced over the wall and then back in, and two runs came home. But Acker has pitched well. Now he's ready to go. Runners in the corners and two outs. His first pitch to Valenzuela is a high fly ball to center field. Evan Carter racing in to the left center gap. Zavala is also there. It's Carter who makes the catch, and the inning is over. All things told, Acker limiting damage to just one run. Two hits, two left on, and the Rough Riders maintain the lead. It's 2-1 Frisco, halfway through the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
The Rough Riders almost giving up the lead in the fourth inning, but did not quite do so, holding on to a 2-1 advantage over the San Antonio Missions. Kellen Strom leads off here for the Riders at the bottom of the fourth inning against right-hander Ryan Berger. Ahead by one here in the first game of this six-game set against the Missions. First pitch to Kellen Strom. A check swing, he held back. It was outside by a nudge, and ball one. It's Strom, Josh Hatcher, and Scott Capers this inning. 1-0 pitch is cut on and missed. Strom goes fishing for a slider low of the zone, and it's 1-1 to Kellen. Struck out on a slider, similar spot back in the second inning. The 1-1 pitch is in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Strom led off the second inning with that strikeout, now leading off the fourth, hoping for a different result. He is ahead in the count, 2-1. The next pitch from Ryan Berger is outside, not too close, and Kellen Strom has a good count. Three balls and one strike. He steps out before the 3-1 pitch. Oftentimes you'll see him or other guys do that 0-2 just to mess with the pitcher's rhythm when they get ahead. This time Strom has the advantage, 3-1, and wants to make sure he capitalizes on the opportunity. Pauses, thinks about it. Now we're ready to go. 3-1 pitch is outside. Kellen Strom draws the walk on five pitches to begin the fourth inning. Work for Kellen Strom to get aboard his 43rd walk of the season. And Josh Hatcher is next for the Rough Riders. He has also drawn a free pass today. He was down no balls and two strikes and got hit by a pitch. And now he comes up for his second plate appearance of the evening. It's the Rough Riders 2 and the Missions 1. So glad that you're joining us here on a Tuesday night in Frisco. First home game since the All-Star break, and the Rough Riders trying to start out this series in good fashion. First pitch to Hatcher is a big cut. Throw down to first, and Strom stays on his feet just ahead of the tag on a back pick from the catcher, Valenzuela. And he's safe at first base. Strom has not stolen a lot of bases recently. He's 6-for-8 on the season, but none in the last month. June 13th was his last. Here's the 0-1.
Hatcher takes a late hack and misses the fastball. And he's now down 0-2, just like he was in the second inning. Can he reach on a hit-by-pitch on his leg? He was okay. Went up to first base, but then was forced out at second on a double play to end the inning back in the second. The 0-2 pitch is down and in. Almost got hit again on an 0-2 pitch, but it just missed his leg, and ball one. Really good series in Amarillo for Josh Hatcher. The first baseman had four hits to lead the team in three games. The home run was the only one to go yard at Hodgetown this past weekend. Five RBIs to lead the team over the series. A throw back to first, and Strom was not taking a large lead. He just belly flops back in the bag. Hatcher only played two out of those three games and yet still led the team in RBIs and had the only home run. Went 4-for-8 on the series. The 1-2 pitch to Hatcher is inside. Two balls, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning, 2-1 Frisco is the score. Runner at first for the Riders with nobody out. Infield pushed over to the right side. Fernandez, the third baseman, almost all alone on his side of the infield. The outfield playing a step deep. 2-2. And Hatcher swings. He laces up the third base side. A fair ball and a base hit. Strom stops at second as Hatcher just protects the plate. Slapped it up the left side. Not trying to bang it out of the ballpark. Just finds some open space. And there is only one infielder in that vicinity of the dirt. No chance for Fernandez, the third baseman, to get there. Josh Hatcher goes opposite way for a single. Really good work to protect with two strikes. Pushes Kellen Strom to second base. Scott Capers is at the plate for the Riders with nobody out. Two runners aboard and a one-run lead for Frisco in the fourth inning. The wind blowing right to left still. The first pitch to Capers is low and outside. Ryan Burgert, who avoided some damage last inning, had the bases loaded in the frame with one out. Got a pop out and a ground out to end the inning with no runs across. More threatening this inning. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Capers goes after a slider that darted below the zone. And now a 1-1 count to the catcher. Two runners aboard for the Rough Riders on a walk and a single. Strom at second, Josh Hatcher at first. One ball, one strike from Ryan Burgert. His next offering is inside, hits Capers on the shoulder on a slider, and the bases are loaded once again. Back-to-back innings, the Rough Riders have made the sacks full, and this time they hope they won't leave them loaded in the fourth inning. It's up to Chris Cease to do so. The good news is the Rough Riders have still nobody out. Missions with some activity in the bullpen, and it looks like they will make a change. Bobby Malacky is walking down the steps and will come out from right field to replace Ryan Burgert. He could allow just two runs in this ballgame, or he could allow five. That depends on what Bobby Malacky does against the Rough Riders. It's 2-1 Frisco. Nobody out in the fourth inning. Bases loaded. And a big spot for Chris Cease when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams of North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Well, the bases are loaded for the Frisco Rough Riders in the fourth inning. Already up by one run, 2-1 over the San Antonio Missions in the first game of this series. And the new pitcher is Bobby Malacky, right-hander out of the Missions bullpen with a 4.5 earned run average this season. Facing Chris Cease to continue the fourth inning, nobody out, bases loaded. First pitch to Chris Cease is swung on and missed. Good-looking breaking ball from Malacky to get ahead. Just made his Double-A debut a couple weeks ago and has faced Frisco one time already, five innings and a start. And now in a relief appearance in the fourth inning. With nobody out, the base is juiced. His next pitch is inside to even the count, one ball and one strike. So he's trying to pick up for the starter, Ryan Burgert, who allowed two runs this game and exits in the fourth with the bases juiced. Malacky comes set for the 1-1 offering to Chris Cease. His pitch is swung on and fouled away over the right side, and it's 1-2. Cease singling earlier today against Ryan Burgert, the only time that he faces the right-hander, and now facing another righty in Bobby Malacky. Bases loaded with Kellen Strom at third, Josh Hatcher at second, and Scott Capers at first. The 1-2 is fouled back, right back to us, and oh, it almost hit Zach. That hit our mic. Holy cow. Where did that hit?
It hit right in the the sill between us here.
Woo! There's two windows, and it hit the post in between, and you would have had it. You would have had it.
Would have had to short hop it. That would have been tough. It's come back pretty quick.
Here's the 1-2. Cease fouls it right back, lower this time and not near us. Right here in the press box. Zach Bigley almost had himself a souvenir.
And a black eye.
Would have been worth it. Bases loaded for the Rough Riders. With a single, a walk, a hit by pitch this inning. One ball, two strikes to Chris Cease. Bobby Malacky shakes off Brandon Valenzuela, and now he agrees with his catcher. He comes set. The pitch is a grounder toward short, fielded by Merrily underhands to second. Castagnon the throw to first, in time for the double play. A run comes home for the Rough Riders, costing them two outs, and it's now 3-1 Frisco. No RBI for Chris Cease, but he does bring in a run. Kellen Strom scoots in. Josh Hatcher goes to third on the sequence, and Scott Capers is put out at second on the double play. So Aaron Zavala is next, with a chance to add on to the lead. Runner at third and two down, bottom of the fourth inning. First pitch is high and away. The Missions playing the infield back there to Chris Cease, and hoping, or at least willing to take a double play ball to trade for a run, and that's exactly the result they get. A 1-0 pitch. Zavala hits it hard to the San Antonio dugout. Caroms off the netting and goes into the glove of De La Cruz, the first baseman. One ball, one strike to the left fielder Zavala with a single and a strikeout today. Hatcher at third trying to score another run. The 1-1 pitch is way outside, just barely stopped by Valenzuela. Or else the Rough Riders would have scored their second run on a wild pitch today. They had one run in the first after Evan Carter's RBI triple, and then he scored on a wild pitch. And this inning almost went the same way with one run in and then a wild pitch to score a second. Here's the 2-1. It is swung on and lifted to the right side, down into the grass, base hit for Zavala. It scores Hatcher, and the Rough Riders put up another crooked number. Now in the fourth inning, they lead it 4-1. Aaron Zavala singling to right field. He picks up his 22nd RBI of the season. And Frisco cashes in for two more. Lead it 4-1 over the Missions. Hatcher scores. He had the other single in this inning. Now it's Luis Angel Acuna to the plate with two down in the fourth. Malacky comes in, and it is inside for ball one. So Ryan Burgert exited this game with nobody out, the bases loaded. All three of those runners are now in the dugout. Two of them scored. One of them was forced down on the double play. So two more runs charged to Burgert. The 1-0 pitch is high and in. Two balls and no strikes to Luis Angel Acuna. So the final line for Ryan Burgert. Three innings, five hits, four runs. All of them charged to him. Two walks and three strikeouts. His Double-A debut for Ryan Burgert. And now it's up to Bobby Malacky to end the inning. 2-0 pitch with two outs will come after a throw to first base. And the pickoff move does not get too close to getting Zavala. He dives back. So Zavala with an RBI single to push Frisco back ahead, canceling out the one run they conceded earlier this inning. And in fact, getting a second. 2-0 pitch is low to Acuna. It's now three balls and no strikes. Well, like Zach Bigley said, the 100th hit of the season today for Luis Angel Acuna. And in true Louis fashion, it was a double to take the team lead in that category, his 21st. 29 of his first 100 hits for extra bases. 3-0 pitch is low. He draws a walk. Four-pitch variety for Luis Angel Acuna. Now two runners on for the Rough Riders. Two outs, Evan Carter the batter. The Rough Riders have drawn a lot of walks this season. Just hit their 400th of the year, second in the league. Did that on Sunday. It was Acuna who drew the team's 400th walk. And now he draws number 403. Third one today. Carter at the plate. First pitch to him is swung on and missed. A slider that was towards his back foot. He swung over it and strike one. The Rough Riders scoring two runs this inning, putting two more runners aboard. After Zavala's RBI single, he's now at second base and Acuna at first. The one-strike pitch to the left-hand hitting Carter is low, bounces away. Now both runners start to take off. The throw to second base. Acuna is out at second, trying to advance on a wild pitch. Valenzuela guns him down, and the inning is over. So the Rough Riders tack on two runs this inning on two hits, one left on, no errors, and a 4-1 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders. And we are done with four innings. You'll hear the play-by-play from Zach Bigley when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker returns to the hill in the top of the fifth inning. It's 4-1 Rough Riders here from Riders Field. Happy to have you along. First pitch to Cole Cummings. Fastball rides high, and it's one ball and no strikes. 9-1-2 for the Missions in this fifth inning. And Cummings to be followed by Ripken Reyes and Jackson Merrill. 1-0 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up left side, shallow left field. Zavala coming in. He calls off Acuna, and he makes the catch. One out in the fifth inning. Ripken Reyes stands in. This has been a really strong start from Dane Acker so far. He's allowed just one run on two hits, both of them coming in the fourth inning. And it really could have gone downhill for him in that frame. He allowed a single and a double to start off the inning. And then a sacrifice fly to bring in the only run so far for San Antonio. First pitch to Reyes. It's high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. But he's only surrendered the one run so far through four and a third now. And this has been a bit of a rarity for the Rough Riders in terms of getting this strong of a start. The 1-0. Inside. Pulls away from it. And it's two balls and no strikes.
The Rough Riders starting staff has been a little bit up and down so far this season. The 2-0. Just outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. There have been a lot of different guys who have been handed the ball to start games throughout this still somewhat young season at this point. 19 different starters have taken the hill for the Riders. The pitch is just outside for ball four. It's a four-pitch free pass to Ripken Reyes with one out in the fifth inning. Riders out in front 4-1. Frisco has a 6.12 ERA on the starting side of things. That's the second worst in the Texas League. And it has been a long, long time since the Riders have had a six-inning start. It's been 28 games. You have to go all the way back to June 10th, the last time the Riders had a start of six innings. First pitch to Jackson Merrill. The left-handed batter takes high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Those 19 different starting pitchers that the Rough Riders have had are more than the 14 they used all year last year, and as many as they used all season in 2021. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike. 1-1 on Merrill, the shortstop, who's 0-2 today. Riders leading by 3 in the fifth inning with one out and a runner aboard. And over those last 28 games, the Rough Riders starters have an ERA over 7. But the good news is the bullpen has been pretty good. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 1-2. Unfortunately, sometimes when you see the starters struggle, the bullpen struggles as well because they have to have a large portion of the workload. But the bullpen has been pretty strong with an ERA hovering below 4.5. Riders' offense has been pretty good during that stretch, hitting 27 homers in their 28 games. 1-2 on Merrill. And the right-hander fires over to first. Reyes is back in. He is a threat to go. He has 16 steals this year. And 22 tries. If you want your pitching staff to get back, this is the team you want to face. It's San Antonio. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way from the right-hander. Actually, a throw over to first before that. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes on Merrill as Reyes is back in safely. San Antonio has seen a lot of movement, as we talked about, but they have been last or second to last in a lot of offensive categories in the Texas League all season long. The 1-2. High and away, it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Currently last in homers, last in OPS, tied for last in batting average. That's the great thing about the minors, though, is you can be really poor on the offensive side in the first half and then get a lot of new guys and, of course, turn it around offensively. Jackson Merrill figures to be a big part of that here in the second half. The pitch. Fouled back by the 20-year-old, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merrill was a first-round pick 2 years ago in 2021 out of the Maryland high school ranks, 27th overall by the Padres, and he became the highest-drafted Maryland position player in the history of the state. Here's the stretch. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball lofted to shallow left field. Zavala tracing in. He's under it. And he puts it away. He retires the number one prospect in the Padres organization for the second out of the fifth inning. And Juan Fernandez makes his way to the plate. It's 4-1. Rough Riders out in front. Fernandez a single in the fourth inning. He walked in the first. Also came in to score the Mission's lone run after stealing second and then getting to third base on a Daniel Johnson double. He came in to score on a sac fly. Acker's first pick. Fastball high. 1 ball, no strikes. Fernandez leading active hitters, hitting .289 on the Mission's team. As a club, they're hitting just .236. 1-0. Swinging a hard ground ball foul left side at 104 miles per hour exit velocity. It's 1 ball and 1 strike on Fernandez. Sun starting to set in Frisco. Lights have taken effect here at Riders Field, but just a really pleasant night up here in the air-conditioned booth. Can't say much about the seating bowl, where it was 104 degrees at first pitch. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. Check swing and a miss and a high fastball. Call that a sword if you were on Pitching Ninja, and it's one ball and two strikes. Since the 104-degree temperatures at first pitch, it's cooled down to a balmy 99 degrees. Feels like a 102. Still pretty hot. 4-1 Rough Riders, top of the fifth inning. The 67th pitch of Dane Acker's night. The 1-2. Just high with a fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Acker wears the long pants, bunched up, huddled around his ankles. With blue cleats, he steps on the first base side of the rubber, ready from the stretch. Glove at the belt, kicks in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball, laced foul into the Riders' dugout left side. Watch out, Jax Biggers goes ducking for cover. Still two balls, two strikes. Fernandez putting up a battle. Reyes not automatically going on this pitch yet. Acker stretches in the 2-2. After a long hold, he fires. Just upstairs. Three balls and two strikes. And there is action in the Riders' bullpen down the left field line. It's Nick Starr who started to loosen. We saw Starr pitch on Sunday, striking out the side in the eighth inning in his lone inning of work. 3-2 pitch, runner goes. It's a breaking ball. Pops skyward and foul out of play. It's still three balls and two strikes, and Reyes will have to jog back into first. And he'll be off in the next pitch, too. It's the eighth one of the at-bat upcoming to Fernandez, who has been a pesky hitter against the Rough Riders really his entire time with San Antonio over the last 3 years. Stretch in the pitch. Swinging a pop-up again. Fouling out of play. And it's still three balls and two strikes. Rough Riders have seen plenty of these San Antonio missions. Over the last 3 years with the new six-game schedule, they played San Antonio at least three times. This is the fourth time seeing them this year. Payoff pitch again. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. He hooked it foul. It's four consecutive foul balls. After getting to 2-2 and one ball mixed in there as well, it's still three balls, two strikes. This will be the 10th pitch upcoming. And the at-bat to Fernandez. Acker looks in for the sign. He's got it ready from the stretch. The pitch home. Swinging a fly ball foul again down the left side off the end of the bat. We'll try an 11th pitch. Still 3-2 with two outs. Acker ready from the stretch. Reyes is getting his sprints in. He takes his lead off of first. And the pitch home is a breaking ball outside corner. Strike three called. Dane Acker wins the battle. He picks up the strikeout. It's his second of the evening. And the Riders carry their 4-1 advantage to the bottom half of the fifth inning. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're into the home half of the fifth inning from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Game one of this six-game series between the Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. Evan Carter leads it off in the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch. Check swing and a miss. He went around down low and inside. It's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders with two runs in the first inning and two runs in the fourth inning. San Antonio, they're running the fourth. The 0-1 pitch is outside. And it's one ball and one strike, so 4-1 our score. Evan Carter with an RBI triple in the first inning, and then he came in to score on a wild pitch. 1-1. Slips inside. Two balls, one strike. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Missions, one run on two hits and no errors. Malachi's pitch. That one's drilled in the air down the right field line. Reyes to the warning track. It's gone! A splashdown into the lazy river for Evan Carter. It's 5-1 Rough Riders. His ninth home run of the season. He's tripled and homered tonight. Evan Carter with his second run batted in tonight. And his ninth home run. He got a breaking ball in the middle of the plate at the bottom of the zone and just whacked it to right field. Splashed down right into the lazy river. And here's his roommate Thomas Sejasi in the first pitch. Has popped skyward left side of the infield. Merrill, the shortstop, out into shallow left. He's under it. And a two-handed squeeze above his ball cap for the first down. Evan Carter is having himself a ball game. After an 0-4... 2 days ago, or I should say 3 days ago, snapped a long hitting streak for Carter. He started a new one with hits in his last two ball games and a triple and a home run so far today. One out, 5-1 Rough Riders. Trevor Hover stands in from the left side. Malachi's pitch. Fastball rips the outside corner, a strike. And it's 0-1. Malachi winds back in the 0-1. Inside. It's one ball and one strike. Now the Rough Riders had just one home run in their three games in Amarillo. The 1-1 pitch. Low of the zone. Two balls and one strike. Amarillo is a ballpark that gives up the most home runs in the league. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. High and outside, three balls and one strike on Hover. Josh Hatcher's home run in the ninth on Friday night was the only home run that the Rough Riders managed in that series. Amarillo had no problem getting the ball out of the ballpark. They hit nine in the three games. The 3-1 traipses the outside corner a strike, and it's 3-2. So Rough Riders flexing their muscles early on in this series. The home run from Carter. The pitch just outside. Ball four. So Trevor Hover works a walk, and it's a one-out base runner for Kellen Strom, making his way to the plate. Rough Riders trying to find that shiny new offense here in the second half, glistening in the run column. That's what you want to see. I see a lot of balls splashing down in the lazy river off of Rough Riders' bats here in the second half. One-out runner at first, 5-1 Rough Riders in the fifth. The pitch. Fastball strike, inner edge at the knees for Strom, and it's 0-1. Strikeout in the second, a walk and a run scored in the fourth for the Eugene, Oregon native. Here's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Just low of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. Kellen Strom grew up in Eugene and was an incredible athlete, a three-sport athlete at Sheldon High School. Here's the stretch. The 1-1. He swings Thompson on the ground, left side, to the third baseman Fernandez, who's got it onto second for one. Throw to first is not in time. And Strom stays out of the double play by beating it down the line. Two outs, and Josh Hatcher makes his way in. It's a fielder's choice that goes 5-4. Hatcher singled in the fourth and was hit by a pitch in a second. It's 5-1. Rough Riders out in front in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Strom, still an incredible athlete, but he was always a really good athlete, even growing up. He used to go snowboarding with his grandparents. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 0-1. And he had a friend that he went with who was skiing, and Kellen had always snowboarded. He'd never skied before. Well, they decided at the top of the mountain they were going to switch one day. Here's the stretch in the pitch. High, and it's 1-1. And so Kellen, his first time on skis, went down a black diamond and did not fall once. That's the kind of athlete he is. He leads off of first base. 1-1 count on Hatcher. Right-hander Malachi ready from the stretch. He pitches home. Swinging a ground ball foul at the plate, and Hatcher got it off his own foot. He limps in pain off to the right side. There was action in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line with Nick Starr warming, but he has since stopped throwing. He's standing idly by the steps down the left field line in the bullpen, so that means one of two things. Either he's ready to go, and he's going to be coming in to start the top of the sixth inning, or we'll see Dane Acker for the top of the sixth. Here's the stretch in the 1-2. Breaking ball feathers the outside corner, strike three called, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. But an Evan Carter homer, a solo shot, adds to the lead for the Rough Riders into the top of the sixth inning. Frisco leads 5-1. We'll be back with Nick Starr on the mound on the Riders Baseball Network.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. We go to the top of this sixth inning. Frisco, a 5-1 advantage over the San Antonio Missions. Daniel Johnson, the veteran, starts things off. The fourth spot of the order, first pitch. Fastball quivers across the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Johnson doubled off the wall in right field. His last time up, he's 1-for-2, the 0-1. Fastball high, 1-1. Nick Starr had one of his best appearances of the season his last time out. It was on Sunday in Amarillo. The 1-1. Swinging a high pop-up left side of the infield out into shallow left. Acuna going back, and it's Zavala in left field who makes the catch. One away on a flyout from Johnson, and Marcos Castagnon stands in. Hit a sack fly back in the fourth inning into right field. Starr was the most recent reliever out of the Riders' bullpen, and he's the first one out today. striking out the side against Amarillo and doing it in a dominant fashion, too. The pitch. Fastball outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Three pitches, four pitches, and six pitches to strike out the side. The pitch. Ground ball foul left side. It's 0-2. Really hoping you see the resurgence of Nick Starr in this second half. He has been the victim of very poor luck at times in the first half. Some softly hit balls and then also the home run ball at times. The 0-2. Just outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Barely missing with the slider low. But he is such a hard worker. He puts in the time. We saw what he can do last year with a sub-3 ERA last season. 5-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning, one out, bases clear. Castagnon back in from the right side. Starr stretches and delivers in the 1-2. Swinging a chopper left side of the infield. Acuna backhands and can't get it out of his glove. It falls down onto the dirt below him, and Castagnon has himself an infield single to the shortstop Acuna. Even if Acuna had fielded that cleanly and got it out of his glove, it would have been a really tough play. His momentum was taking him towards the third base line right on the cut of the outfield grass at shortstop. And he would have had to make a sidearm throw falling away from first base. So not sure he would have gotten Castagnon anyway. Michael De La Cruz makes his way to the plate. Left-handed batter. Walked and flying out to left. Starr stretches. He deals. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield for De La Cruz. Got a really good offensive season, hitting .280 on the year through 61 games. The pick. He bounces it foul at the plate, and it's 0-2. Starr added the slider when the team was in Northwest Arkansas earlier this year. Debuted it there. Now throwing fastball, curveball, slider, sinker, and cutter. He's ready from the stretch. 0-2. Swinging a foul back in a caper's glove. He hangs on for strike three on the 97-mile-an-hour heat. It's the first strikeout for Nick Starr. It's the second out in the sixth inning. Two outs, runner at first base, 5-1 Rough Riders. And Corey Howell makes his way to the plate. Howell, a walk back in the fourth inning. He popped out to third in the second inning. Starr stretches. He fires. Swinging a foul back up this way and over our heads. It's 0-1. Josh is ready.
I was more than ready. I was about to dive out the window for that one.
You're on your own on that one.
You wouldn't catch me? Come on now.
You're a little far away. The 0-1. Low, and it's ball and a strike.
Thought we were broadcast partners.
We are, but then we would no longer be broadcast partners. I would be we broadcast would, partner.
We would be partners if you held my legs.
The 1-1 is slowing outside, and it's two balls and one strike. I think you value a foul ball a little bit more than I do.
It's not the foul ball. It's catching it in the press box. I mean, that's just a special thing.
Okay.
Never experienced it.
2-1. Fouled straight back to the netting. 2-2.
You were so close earlier today. It hit the window seal in front of you.
As I was jumping out of the way.
I'm jumping into it. I'm going head in, all forward, going all out.
Two different types of people. 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Update from Arlington. The Rangers taking on one of the best teams in baseball, the Rays. And the Rangers leading 1-0 in the sixth inning. Marcus Semien solo home run providing that offense. 3-2, runner goes. Fastball outside corner. Got him at the knees. Strike three with 98. And Nick Starr picks up two strikeouts in a scoreless sixth inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on base. And the Rough Riders carry a 5-1 advantage to the home half of the sixth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live. the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Rough Riders with a 5-1 advantage, adding on with a solo home run from Evan Carter in the fifth inning, and now it's 8-9-1 for the Rough Riders, due up against James Bourque, or Burke, beg your pardon. Right-hander against Capers, the pitch. Fastball outside corner to the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rough Riders, and it's 0-1. Burke takes over for Bobby Malacky. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Curveball on the inner edge, a strike, and it's 0-2. Malacky threw two innings, allowing just the one run. He allowed two inherited runners to come in to score as he came in for the starter, Ryan Burgard. Stranded the bases, loaded it with nobody out. 0-2 pitch to Capers. Inside. Ball and two strikes on the Riders catcher, who's grounded into a double play and been hit by a pitch. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. Strike three called. Got him at the top of the zone with a breaking ball for strike three. Oh, Chris C. stands in. Cease is single in the third, and grounded into a double play in the fourth. The pitch. There's a fly ball charged to deep right center field. Howell going back at the warning track. It's up against the fence on a hop. Cease up to second. He stops right there with his second hit today. But Chris Cease drilled it in the right center field, and he picks up the extra base hit. He got a fastball on the inside corner and inside outed it to right center. Really good piece of hitting from Seas. Top of the order now for Aaron Zavala. Rough Riders leading 5-1. Seas in his return from the injured list picks up two hits. He's in scoring position in the first pitch. Zavala shows bunt, pulls back and watches low and outside on a slider, and it's one ball and no strikes. Chris Seas has had a bit of a tough season offensively this year, but that is awesome to see. It's his first multi-hit game since June 18th. The stretch in the 1-0 is a strike on the upper edge. 96 miles an hour to Zavala, and it's one ball and one strike. And speaking of having a good game, Aaron Zavala, he's 2-for-3. RBI single back in the fourth inning. Malacky looks in, ball behind his back. He's ready from the stretch. He brings in the 1-1 pitch to Zavala. It's a slider on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 1-2. Zavala calls time and steps out. Wind blowing softly out to left field. The opposite way for Zavala, though we've seen him go yard in that direction this year. One and two on the Riders' left fielder. Burke looks back, deals. Swing and a miss. Got him with a slider down in the dirt for strike three. His second strikeout of the inning, and there are two outs with a runner at second. Luis Angel Acuña makes his way in. Acuña, a double in the first inning. He walked in the fourth. He holds the bat about head level. Here's the stretch and the pitch. High and inside, bends him back, and it's one ball and no strikes. Acuña, over his last 16 games, hitting .364. He had a 14-game hitting streak ended in Amarillo. The 1-0. Just inside, it's two balls and no strikes. Acuña batting with runners in scoring position. Has been very good this year. And he has another man out there right now, and Chris Cease taking his lead from second. Acuña hitting .333 with runners in scoring position. The pitch is a fastball that finds its home on the outside corner, is dry. And it's 2-1. Acuña's .333 batting average is second on the team with runners in scoring position to Evan Carter, who's hitting .371. The 2-1. He bends away again on a slider. It finds the inside edge, a strike, and it's 2-2. Thomas Sejasi and Scott Capers are the other two that are hitting above .300 in those situations on the Rough Riders. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt for strike three. Kicks away from Valenzuela. He bare hands and fires down to first base in time to complete the strikeout on Acuña. And Burke strikes out the side in the sixth inning. Well, the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. A double from Chris Cease, but nothing else. We go to the top of the seventh inning next, and Josh Warden is on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Ever Bueno with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you are listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Danny Duffy enters this ballgame for the Frisco Rough Riders, protecting a lead that the Rough Riders have built up over the last few innings. It now stands at 5-1 over the San Antonio Missions. Here on a Tuesday evening at Riders Field. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley. Duffy deals in to Brandon Valenzuela. First pitch line to third base, past the diving Chris Cease, and into left field for a base hit. So one pitch into Danny Duffy's outing, and Valenzuela greets him with a hard liner through the left side, 99 miles an hour off the bat. On a fastball down and in, and he singles. Leadoff base runner for the Missions, Cole Cummings, is next.
Notice something different about Danny Duffy?
Let's see here. He's still pitching with his left hand. So
yes.
That's not different. Here's the pitch into Valenzuela. It's down and away. His pants look different.
Yeah, he's wearing Rangers pants.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. One ball, no strikes to Cole Cummings. He kicks, and a fly ball foul over the left side. You see the Major League rehabbers wearing those Rangers pants, and Duffy, who had spent 11 years with the Kansas City Royals, now sporting the Rangers threads.
Reports were he was throwing a bullpen in Arlington.
Here's this 1-1 pitch to Cummings. It's low and away.
He's on the temporary inactive list and didn't join the team in Amarillo. We're back with him now.
Now here he is pitching in the seventh inning. 5-1 Frisco. Nice thing about being in Arlington to Frisco. Not a too long of a drive. Still in the DFW metro area. And Duffy's ready for his 2-1 pitch with nobody out. And is fouled right back to the netting. And now two strikes on Cole Cummings.
You went down to Arlington the other day.
Yeah, I got to see Grant Anderson pitch. Started this season with the Rough Riders. They were playing the Cleveland Guardians and protecting a small lead. Anderson came in at a big spot. And there was one out, a couple runners aboard, got a double play ball, ended the inning. It was fun to see. 2-2 pitch to Cummings. It is inside. Full count now from Danny Duffy.
Did you yell hi at him?
I waved, and he didn't see me all the way up there.
Oh.
I was cheering for him. Three balls, two strikes to Cole Cummings with the runner at first. His pitch is lofted into center field. Carter has to race in on it, still running, gets underneath, grabs it, and there's the first out of the inning. Cole Cummings flies out. Valenzuela returns to first. And now the top of the order, Ripken Reyes is the batter with a 5-1 lead for the Rough Riders. Pulling both for Grant Anderson, but also Stephen Kwan in the ball game representing Oregon State. Always got to support the Beavers. I was hoping they would face each other, but Anderson lasted right until the batter before, and they pinch hit with Bo Naylor, lefty-lefty. They pulled him out for a left-handed reliever, but almost wanted to see that. First pitch to Reyes is high and tight. Ball one from Danny Duffy. 5-1 Rough Riders in the seventh. Reyes, who has walked today, increases on base percentage. Actually, he's lowered it today. He's gotten aboard one out of three times to drop his .427 on base percentage. 1-0 pitches outside. He gets ahead 2-0. Second in the league in that category, partly due to the walks. Got 33 of them to lead the team. And his on base percentage almost 150 points, more than 150 points higher than his batting average, which is a crazy jump to get aboard that many times in ways other than hits. 2-0 pitch hits the outside edge to Reyes, and it's 2-1. Reyes has been hit by a pitch 32 times to equal the number of walks he has coming into tonight to lead the league and all of AA and all of the minor leagues and any major league player. No one's been hit more than Ripken Reyes. The 2-1 to Reyes is swung on and missed. He's laid in a fastball, and it's 2-2. 32 times been hit by a pitch. That's six more than any other player in professional affiliated baseball. The most in the major leagues is 17. Ty France, he's got 32, is Ripken Reyes. 2-2 pitch is hit high and on the infield. A pop up for Sajacy or Hatcher. It's the first baseman Hatcher underneath it. He gloves it. And a pop out to retire Reyes for the second out. Jackson Merrill is the next batter for the Missions, who trail the Rough Riders 5-1 in the top half of the seventh inning here in Frisco. Five runs on eight hits for the Rough Riders. For the Missions, it's one run on four hits. And neither team has committed an error tonight. Jackson Merrill's first trip to Riders Field as a double-A baseball player. He takes a half swing at the first pitch. He did go around in strike one on a fastball that was maybe a strike if it wasn't swung on. Either way, it's strike one. Merrill 0-3 today. Just his fourth game played since moving on from the high A level within the Padres organization, and which he's the number one prospect. And the number nine prospect in all of minor league baseball. The one strike pitch to Jackson Merrill from Danny Duffy. It's the outside edge and strike two. It's a lefty-lefty pairing with Duffy on the mound trying to go 1-2-3 following his leadoff single allowed to Brandon Valenzuela, who is still at first. Two outs and a four-run lead for the Rough Riders. Runner goes in the 0-2. It's down and away. The throw to second base is not in time. Capers tried to make the throw from a knee and got a decent amount of muscle on it, but a good jump from Valenzuela, and he picks up his first steal of the season. on his first attempt. Valenzuela, who only got called up to AA at the end of June, swipes second base. He's in scoring position for the Missions. 5-1 Rough Riders in the seventh inning. Duffy set for the 1-2 pitch. Here she comes. It is whacked into center field. Base hit. Coming around from second, Valenzuela gets the wave around. The throw in from Carter is offline. He scores. And up to second goes Jackson Merrill on the base hit, his first RBI at the AA level. And the Missions pull within 5-2. A single plus the advancement for Jackson Merrill. An RBI into center field. One 20-year-old whacking it towards another. Evan Carter, also one of the top prospects in baseball, gunned it back in, but a tough play to get Valenzuela, who could go on the pitch, or go on the hit, since with two outs, didn't have to worry about getting caught. And he scores. 5-2 Frisco. Next batter is Juan Fernandez. Duffy kicks, and his pitch is swung on late on a breaking ball that Fernandez decided a bit tardy to go after it. Strike one to Fernandez.
We've seen Evan Carter show off that arm quite a bit this year, and it was a good throw, or in terms of strength, it was just offline.
Yeah. You know, one to Fernandez, a bouncer to third. Chris Sees fields it on the second hop, throws to first, a bit low, dug out by Hatcher, and there's the inning. One run across for the Missions on two hits. Jackson Merrill, the number one Padres prospect, picks up his first RBI at the AA level. But just the one run, and the Missions trail 5-2. The Rough Riders come up in the bottom of the seventh after we do some stretching on the Riders Baseball Network. Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Good start to the series for the Frisco Rough Riders, beginning a six-game set against the San Antonio Missions. And a 5-2 lead for the Rough Riders at home. Evan Carter matches up with James Burke to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. A home run, a triple, and a walk today for the number one Rangers prospect. Evan Carter's first pitch from Burke is down and in, ball one. A triple to left center, a home run to right field. Evan Carter has collected a pair of RBIs today, and he has scored twice. A 1-0 pitch to Evan is low and ball two. Evan performed really well against the Missions, not just here at home, but even more so on the road. Some preposterous numbers for the 20-year-old. 23 hits in San Antonio on 52 at-bats. It's a .442 average over the two series and four home runs. 2-0 pitch. Carter takes it to the belt, a bit up and in, and he's ahead 3-0. That's a pitcher-friendly ballpark, so to have four home runs over two series and hitting north of .440 is just absurd. The 3-0 pitch to Evan Carter is high and away, draws another walk, and he's reached base all four times today, alternating extra base hits with free passes.
It's almost kind of funny how one player can do so well against a specific team. It doesn't always make a ton of sense.
It's very true. For Evan Carter, it's good against all teams, really good against San Antonio. And then there's some examples in the opposite direction. As Carter takes his lead from first, Thomas Sejacy, the batter, with nobody out. James Burke works Sejacy, takes a hack and misses for strike one. 5-2 Frisco in the seventh inning. We do say farewell to Pedro Castellanos this series, who's no longer with the Padres organization. He got released over the All-Star break. Castellanos, who had spent all of the season with San Antonio and had not fared well against Frisco. The one-strike pitch to Thomas Sejacy is outside for ball one, 1-1. Castellanos was a decent hitter. He hit .275 this season against all teams not named the Frisco Rough Riders. The problem is, there is one team in the league called the Frisco Rough Riders, against whom he hit .068 over the season. A 1-1, so JC ducks underneath and gets hit in the head. The batting helmet flies off. He stays on his feet. Luckily, it was a breaking ball and not a fastball screaming towards his noggin, and the batting helmet took most of the pain away from it, but still a scary moment for one of the top prospects in the Rangers organization. So JC walks slowly up the first baseline.
Well, why do you wear helmets? Right there. I didn't see exactly where it hit him. It looked like right on the back of the helmet.
Running away,
look
yeah.
At the replay.
Valenzuela hugging him and hoping that opponent or otherwise, so JC is okay. Again, he never went down to the ground. He just ducked underneath but stayed on his feet. The good thing is he was also moving his head away from it, so it just lessens the relative velocity. So he stays in the game, first and second for the Rough Riders. First pitch to Hover is in the dirt. Trevor takes it for a ball. Still nobody out this inning. Bottom of the seventh, a Rough Riders lead of 5-2.
The other thing you have to be very happy about there is it hit the helmet and not the back of his neck. So often when you see guys duck down, it'll catch the unprotected back of the neck. So good thing. So JC's okay.
James Burke a bit wild this inning. He struck out the side last inning, but a four-pitch walk, and then he beams Sejacy in the head on a breaking ball, and now pitches in the dirt to Hover. It's 1-0. Trying to get back on track. His next pitch is swung on and laced to left field. Daniel Johnson steps backward, makes the catch, and the runners will hold at their positions. So a line out to left for Trevor Hover. And now it's Kellen Strawn to continue the seventh inning. Rough Riders up 5-2. One out in the inning. Well, Pedro Castellanos, who again was released by the Padres organization 4 days ago, went just 4-for-59 against Frisco this season. And did struggle against the Rough Riders, and his time with the Padres came to a close halfway through this year. First pitch to Strom is low for a ball. Our last memory of Pedro Castellanos was in San Antonio, his last game ever against the Rough Riders, and one of his last ever with the Padres in general. He was 0-for-18 on the series until finally slashing a ball up the middle for a single. And as he jogged up to first base, he raised his hands and pumped his fists, and the monkey was kind of off his back. He popped out his next at-bat to conclude his time against the Rough Riders this season. The 1-0 to Kellen Strong. Takes a big hack at a fastball and misses it. One ball, one strike. So no more Pedro Castellanos, who did end the season, though, well. He had one more series before getting released. He had a hit in all six games against Corpus Christi. But that was his final time with the Padres. Here's the 1-1 to Kellen Strom. Swings and a tapper back towards the mound. It's past Burke, fielded by the shortstop. Merrill throws it in time with a bare hand. What a play by Jackson Merrill to sprint in and throw on the run barehanded. And he records the out at first to get Kellen Strom.
Wow. That's just about as good as it gets. I mean, that's do or die right there.
Jackson Merrill sprinting in and having to field that one. Once it got past the mound, it seemed like no shot to get Kellen Strom. And he wasn't sure about the call. He turned to the first base coach, Kavika Emsley-Pye, and said, was that true? Did he actually get me? Now a mound visit for James Burke after the two runners advance. Evan Carter to third and Thomas and JC to second. There are now two outs for Josh Hatcher.
Number seven, Josh Hatcher.
So the Rough Riders trying to advance a lead that is 5-2 at its current juncture, getting one run slimmer last inning. The only other time the Rough Riders gave up a run, they scored two runs the very next half inning. And they'd like to do the same here. Two in scoring position, two outs. First pitch to Hatcher. It gets away, and both runners will advance 90 feet. Evan Carter scores, and the Rough Riders get that run back. Carter scores again on a wild pitch. Second time he's done that tonight. It's a 6-2 lead for Frisco. Evan Carter scores for his third time this evening. Thomas Ajayi down to third base. And the Rough Riders match runs with the Missions in this seventh inning. Now Josh Hatcher still with an RBI opportunity with two down. The 1-0 pitch is low for ball two. Evan Carter scoring three runs to equal a career high. He's done it five times now. Most recently back in May. 2-0 the count to Josh Hatcher. This is JC representing an insurance run 90 feet away. Here's the pitch. Hatcher swings a line drive right at third base. Fernandez falls backwards after making the catch. A whopping 105 miles an hour off the barrel of Josh Hatcher going opposite way. And it's just an L5 in the box score. But the Rough Riders do score one run on a wild pitch on no hits, two free passes, one left on, and no errors. We're done with seven innings in Frisco. It's the Rough Riders 6 and the Missions 2 on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet-and-greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's the Frisco Rough Riders 6 and the San Antonio Missions 2 as we make our way to the eighth inning at Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Thanks for joining us on the Riders Baseball Network. Josh Warden alongside Zach Bigley for the series opener of this six-game series. One major league pitcher replaces another. Danny Duffy is followed up by Matt Bush, who is making just his second appearance with the Frisco Rough Riders, having recently signed a minor league contract with the Texas Rangers. And the right-hander who is pitching with the Milwaukee Brewers as recently as 3 weeks ago now comes in to face Daniel Johnson in the eighth inning. First pitch in the inside corner for a strike. Johnson himself, who has had his time in the major leagues with Cleveland, now in the Padres organization. And now facing off against each other here in the Texas League on a Tuesday night. The 0-1. It's swung on and missed. Good-looking fastball in the outer half for strike two. 6-2 Frisco in the top of the eighth inning, and Matt Bush, the former number one overall pick by the Padres, now pitching against the Padres' AA affiliate of the Missions. That's two strikes on Daniel Johnson, a righty-lefty duel here to begin the eighth inning. The offering is way high and outside and a breaking ball. It's 1-2. Johnson with a double today off the wall in right field to help score a run back in the fourth inning. Didn't get the RBI for it, even though there was a runner at second, but the run came home later. 1-2 pitch, cuts on and misses. Good-looking breaker from Matt Bush. He strikes out Daniel Johnson to lead off the eighth inning with a frontwards K. Marcos Castagnon is the next hitter for the Missions. One out, base is empty. 6-2 Frisco. will play again tomorrow. We don't know yet. Frisco's starting pitcher, Jared Kolar, starts for the Missions at 7:05 on a Wednesday evening here in Frisco. With one out, Matt Bush's first pitch is just below the kneecaps of Marcos Castagnon, and ball one. Castagnon, a 12th round pick just a couple of years ago out of UC Santa Barbara from San Bernardino. The 1-0, a swing and a miss out in front of the breaking ball, and a slider for strike one. That's one ball, one strike to the former Gaucho. There's a couple of UC Santa Barbara products in this lineup. Cole Cummings, who hits ninth in the order, also a former Gaucho. He's from Orange, California. Marcos Castagnon from San Bernardino, both a little bit east, southeast of Santa Barbara, or Goleta, right in that area where UC Santa Barbara is located. 1-1 pitch of the knees and a strike two on Castagnon. He's playing second base today, just getting a little bit of experience there, only playing 11 innings this season there, over 600 at third. 1-2 pitch, he breaks his bat, a grounder to short, easy play for Acuna, and Luis Angel throws in time to put away Castagnon, two down.
Test your minor league knowledge. What's the minor league team in San Bernardino, California?
Ooh, good question. San Bernardino, those are the Hot Wings. No, I don't know.
The 66ers.
Okay.
Oh. Angels affiliate.
I thought it was the Inland Empire 66ers.
Yep, it's in San Bernardino.
Oh, I see what you said. I was thinking, okay. Ball outside to Michael De La Cruz. I'm familiar with, yes, I just didn't know. I just think of them as the Inland Empire.
Yeah.
But I got you. They should be the Hot Wings. That'd be cooler.
That would be cool.
1-0 to Michael De La Cruz. He takes a hack and misses on a slider. It's 1-1.
Right next door to Rancho Cucamonga.
The Quakes.
The Quakes. Those are neighboring towns, each with minor league teams.
Matt Bush's 1-1 pitch is down and in. Two balls and one strike.
The travel was really easy. There.
How far was it?
About 20 minutes.
Oof, not bad.
Yeah.
Two balls, one strike to De La Cruz. Here's the offering. He swings and fouls up the first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Base is empty and two down. The Rough Riders up 6-2. In the top of the eighth inning. Pretty much every road trip for the Rough Riders, about 4 or 5 hours in typical fashion. Ain't no 20-minute road trips for the Rough Riders here in the Texas League. Matt Bush comes set, trying to go 1-2-3 this inning. His two-strike pitch is swung on, a foul tip. Capers holds on. Strike three. There is the 1-2-3 inning. Matt Bush puts a couple strikeouts on the board and cruises through the eighth. It's still 6-2 Frisco halfway through the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Head into the bottom of the eighth inning here at Riders Field. Lake Bacher comes out of the San Antonio Missions bullpen. The right-hander is the newest Missions reliever. He'll have to face Scott Capers to begin the eighth inning. Then Chris Cease and Aaron Zavala. The Rough Riders hold a lead in this ballgame. 6-2 is the score. Bottom half of the eighth here in the series opener. Bakker has a ERA of 3.72 to his name, a 2-0 record. A returner to the Missions squad, and lowering his ERA from last year from 6.15. His first pitch of the night to Scott Capers is swung on and lifted on the infield. A pop-up, Bakker looking for it. It's Fernandez, the third baseman, who squeezes it. And a first pitch pop-out. Scott Capers is retired. And a good start for Luke Bakker's night. Or Lake Bakker, I should say. Chris Cease, the next batter. 6-2, the Missions trailing the Rough Riders at Riders Field. Cease has had a good night. Chris with a single and a double today. He did bounce into a double play, and even that one brought in a run, albeit with no RBI. First pitch to Chris Cease. A breaking ball from Lake Bakker, and it just misses the down inside corner for ball one. Outfield playing maybe a step deep and towards the corners against Chris Cease. Bakker's 1-0 pitch is bounced towards the third baseline. A fair ball. Bakker off the mound. He sidearms to first and safe at first. Chris Cease either beat it out or got away from De La Cruz. He couldn't field it cleanly. And Bakker's throw is low in the dirt. Probably will be ruled a throwing error on Lake Bakker, as that throw probably was just ahead of Chris Cease trying to speed up the line on a swinging bunt up the third base side. And Lake Bakker coming off the mound, threw low, and yeah, would have been out had that throw been accurate. And they'll call it a hit. Chris Cease gets credit for his third base hit of the night. First pitch to Aaron Zavala is whacked towards right field, and that's down for a base hit. Chris Cease up to second base, and the Rough Riders pair a couple of singles together on back-to-back pitches. Zavala to right center, and Cease up to second base. And now Luis Angel Acuna is next, trying to extend a 6-2 lead. Bottom half of the eighth inning for the Rough Riders.
Well, that's both Zavala and Cease's first three-hit games this season with the Rough Riders.
Now, back-to-back pitches as well, wasting no time. Lake Bakker comes set, a righty-righty matchup. His pitch is low and away for a ball. Has a batting average of just 200 to right-hand hitters such as Acuna. After allowing a single to the lefty Zavala and the righty Cease. Two on, one out. The Rough Riders up by four, having collected their 10th hit of the game now. A 1-0 to Acuna. Is inside. He backs away from it for ball two, and a balk is called. And both runners will advance 90 feet, so the pitch will not count. It'll stay a 1-0 count to Luis Angel Acuna as Lake Bakker balked right before his pitch. So now second and third for the Riders. A big chance to extend the four-run lead. Michael Brewer in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Looking for a chance later on tonight. 1-0 to Acuna is bounced toward short. The infield in. The throw in from Merrill to home. They got Cease in a pickle. Valenzuela throws back to third high, but fielded by Valenzuela. Or Fernandez throws back to Bakker, and the pitcher makes the putout, tagging Cease at the plate. So it's a 6-2-5-1 putout. Both runners advance, and now it's second and third with two down. So a fielder's choice for Acuna, and some good base running for Luis Angel. He advances all the way to second base on a ground ball that never left the infield.
A good job by Cease as well to stay in the rundown,
yeah,
making sure he had time to get over to second.
Merrill to Valenzuela to Fernandez to Bakker. Ball ends up where it started in Bakker's hands, and he slaps the tag on Chris Cease. Fielder's choice, no runs in yet this inning, but Evan Carter could change that. Two outs, two in scoring position. 6-2 Rough Riders. First pitch to Carter is inside for ball one. He's trying to put a cherry on top of what has been a fantastic night for Evan Carter. The center fielder tripled, walked, homered, and then walked again. Scored three times. And now trying to put a couple more runs on the board via some RBIs. Got two of those as well. The 1-0 pitch to Evan Carter. It swung on and popped up on the left side. It gets into the seats. About 20 rows back. And now a 1-1 count to Evan Carter. Well, some really good talent here in this ballgame. You saw Jackson Merrill make that nice play at short, throwing accurately to get the out at home. He's just 20 years old and the number one Padres prospect. Evan Carter, also 20 years old and the number one Rangers prospect. A 1-0 pitch, or 1-1 pitch to Carter. It swung on and missed. Fastball elevated for strike two. Did you know, Zach, just in terms of the talent of the AA level, the top nine prospects in all of minor league baseball are all currently AA baseball players?
After Ellie De La Cruz just graduated, yeah, right?
Yeah. So no Triple A, no High A, nothing like that. The 1-2 to Carter is fouled at the plate. He stays alive.
It's always been said that AA has the best talent in the minors.
Players speeding up through the ranks. Really ready for the next level. And you'll see guys who go up to the AAA just for a bit and then to the major leagues. Everybody's stories is different. You still got some tremendous prospects at AAA as well, no doubt. But AA, you've got a lot of players who come up here and then stay for a season or two as they really get ready for the majors. You got some big names here and here tonight at this ballpark. Evan Carter, not the least among them. The 1-2 pitch to Carter is outside. Two balls, two strikes. Two in scoring position for the Rough Riders, leading 6-2 in the eighth inning. Jackson Merrill, number ninth overall. Evan Carter, the number six prospect in affiliated baseball. Jordan Lawler's fifth, just played him, Amarillo. The 2-2 to Carter is down and in. Full count now to Evan. 6-2 lead for the Rough Riders. This lead was gained because of Evan Carter's RBI triple. That was the go-ahead RBI, and the Rough Riders have not given up the lead. They'd like to increase it here, and Evan Carter looking for a two-out RBI. The Rough Riders were 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position on Sunday. Two in scoring position now. Here's the 3-2 pitch. It's fouled right back. We'll have another payoff upcoming from Lake Bacher. 0-for-2 in the series finale against Amarillo. Hard to decide what was more disappointing. Not getting any hits with runners in scoring position or only having two opportunities to do so. But more of those tonight. Six runs in, 10 hits on the evening. Two in scoring position. Full count. Here comes Lake Bacher to Evan Carter. He swings and misses on a fastball upper outside corner. Good pitch from Bacher, and he gets out of it. Two runners aboard with one out. He gets a fielder's choice and a strikeout, and the inning is over. Well, we're done with eight frames here in Frisco. Looks like Michael Brewer will come in out of the Rough Riders bullpen and pitch the ninth. Zach Bigley has the call when we return. 6-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Riders / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we
go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders lead it over the San Antonio Missions, and Michael Brewer makes his way into the ball game. It's 6-2 Frisco out in front. Brewer faces the bottom third of the order. He's the fourth reliever and the fifth overall pitcher for the Rough Riders tonight. Brewer, the right-hander, a 4.13 ERA so far in a Frisco uniform. Corey Howell, 0-2 today with a walk, leads things off against the 22-year-old out of Hillsboro, Missouri. First pitch, outside with a heater, and it's one ball and no strikes. Before today's ball game, the Rangers had some roster moves that impacted the Frisco Rough Riders. 1-0 offering from Brewer to Howell. Pass ball, spears the lower outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Danny Duffy was reinstated from the temporary inactive list. We saw him earlier tonight. And Rough Riders welcome back two old fellows that you might recognize, as the 1-1 is low, and it's two balls and one strike. Reed Berlingmeyer, who pitched in one appearance of the Rough Riders in the series finale against Midland 2 weeks ago, and then John Matthews, who was with the Rough Riders since the beginning of the year until about 3 weeks ago. 2-1. Fastball just a hair outside at 93, and it's three balls and one strike. Theo McDowell was sent to Arizona, the Rough Riders reliever, and unfortunately, Udris Mannion was released, and we have our best well wishes to Udris. The 3-1. Check swing and a miss. It's 3-2. Big slider in her half. We hope Mannion finds his way in professional baseball and finds his way to another contract. Really good dude. Howell's steps back in from the right side. Here's the stretch by the right-hander and the payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line with some carry, but it tails foul out of play into the Mission's bullpen. And it's still three balls and two strikes. Howell, a top 15 prospect for the Missions, but hitting just 188 this season. Brewer from the stretch, the 3-2. There's a pop-up back this way, and it's foul over our heads. Still three balls, two strikes. Six runs, 10 hits, and no errors for the Rough Riders. Two runs, 5 hits, and no errors for San Antonio. Frisco has yet to announce a starter for tomorrow's game, game 2 of this series. Brewer ready from the stretch, he deals. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. It ends up being a pop-up just behind the infield. And so JC, the second baseman's there to put it away. One out for Brandon Valenzuela. 6-2 Rough Riders. Valenzuela singled and scored in the seventh. The only two runs today on the offensive side for San Antonio coming in the fourth and the seventh innings. Brewer readies and deals home. Misses down in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders got a great day from Evan Carter with an RBI triple and a solo home run. He scored three times to tie a career high. Aaron Zavala and Chris Cease both with three hit days from the 9 and the 1 spots in the order. The 1-0. Just outside, and it's two balls and no strikes on Valenzuela, the catcher. Rough Riders with 10 hits. It's great to see after Frisco had hits and the double-digit marks in three games in a row. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Just inside, three balls and no strikes. In the last two games of the series against the Sod Poodles over the weekend, Frisco has held to 5 hits and 3 hits in those last two games, all of them being singles. So good to see the Rough Riders break out the bats a little bit in this opener against San Antonio. 3-0 pick. Over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 3-1. So no starter announced for game two tomorrow at 7:05, but Jared Kolar will start on the other side for San Antonio. The pitch. Just inside. Ball 4. One-out walk to Valenzuela. Cole Cummings makes his way to the plate from the nine hole. Cummings 0 for 3. Still within striking distance at 4 runs. The pitch. There's a line drive foul left side. It's 0-1. Got to be very careful here. Especially with this being the bottom of the order here, it'll turn back to the top next batter. Brewer lets it go. Down low and inside, and it's ball and a strike. They're excited for a lot of fun stuff coming up this weekend. It'll be Pretzel Day on Friday. Tribute to The Office, the show. The 1-1 outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in the show The Office, will be out here at Riders Field. Josh is very excited for that. It's one of his favorite shows.
One of his favorite shows? Come on.
Favorite show of all time. The pitch. Down low and inside. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Even offered to see who is going to drive Leslie David Baker earlier today. How'd that go?
Unfortunately, I was not given the task of picking him up from the airport.
Is this a we don't trust you kind of thing?
It should be, yeah. Why would they?
3-1. It's fouled off Capers at the plate, and it's 3-2. Well, I'm sorry. That's tough.
It's okay. It was a shot in the dark. You know, I just took a shot.
Yeah.
I get to drive him out to the ballpark. It's great, but we'll get to see him hopefully. Maybe even have him up to the booth possibly.
That'd be great.
Be awesome.
He's also going out to Amarillo later this year, so we have to have him prank him or something. Here's the stretch. 3-2. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's still 3 balls, 2 strikes.
We have to give him an object that he has to hide in Amarillo's press box.
And then we'll get it the last series of the season?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't know what it should be.
Runner at first, 3-2 with one out. Top of the ninth inning, the pitch. Popped up left side, and it drifts foul into the seats. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes. Ripken Reyes at the top of the order waits on deck. So that's on Friday. It'll be our Queso State Frisco on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it's Yellowstone night, and Denham Richards, who played Kobe from the show Yellowstone, will be on hand. 3-2 pitch. Down low and inside for ball 4, and Cummings works a walk. So back-to-back free passes to Valenzuela and Cummings. And it's 2 aboard with 1 out for Ripken Reyes in this ninth inning. Rough Riders have had their troubles with free passes as a pitching staff this season, but tonight hadn't been too bad. Dane Acker walked 4 in his start, but after that, no reliever had allowed a walk until Brewer. So that's now 6 walks tonight, and here comes John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, to go talk to Brewer about it.
So we go from Friday night honoring The Office with Pretzel Day to Yellowstone night on Sunday. So we go from my favorite TV show of all time to yours.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that true? I've seen it.
The first season.
Okay.
It was very good.
I've never seen it.
And then baseball started, and I ran out of time.
So for the fans who are considering coming to Sunday's game, but maybe they're not too familiar with Yellowstone night like myself, what's the essence of Yellowstone that they might get a taste of on Sunday here at the ballpark?
It's about ranching.
Ooh.
With Kevin Costner.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, it's a drama.
Okay.
It's good. I enjoyed it.
I hear we tried to get Kevin Costner, but he never does anything baseball related. Just kidding.
He hates baseball.
He hates baseball, so he refused.
He's only starred in like 9 different baseball movies. Do you have a favorite Kevin Costner baseball movie?
You can't beat Field of Dreams.
Okay. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fouled back by Reyes in its own one. Here's the thing you can with my favorite baseball movie of all time. It's Bull Durham.
Oh. All right. I mean, you're not wrong. I'll stick with you.
You're not wrong either. Here's the stretch from Brewer with two aboard. And the pitch to Reyes. He swings, lines it to first. Hatcher makes the catch, and he has no chance to try and double off either runner. But it's the second out of the ninth inning. A line drive right to Hatcher at first base, who is guarding the line for the left-handed batter, Reyes. He made the hip-high catch. Jackson Merrill, the final hope for the Padres affiliate. Merrill 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the seventh. Runners at first and second, two down, the pitch. Outside, it's one ball and no strikes here in the top of the ninth inning with the Rough Riders leading 6-2 over San Antonio. Trying to take the series advantage on the season series and individually. Here's the stretch and the 1-0 pitch. It's at the bottom of the zone for a called strike with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Merrill had an RBI single back in the seventh inning for his first AA RBI in his career. Slightly open stance, left-handed batter. Right-hander Brewer ready from the stretch. Looking back at second base, kicks the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, and it's one ball and two strikes, and the Riders are one strike away. Leading 6-2, top of the ninth inning. Brewer looks in. He's ready. He fires. Swinging a foul out of play left side. It's still one ball and two strikes. Brewer will try it again. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, line drive, center field. Carter coming on. Slides and makes the catch. An exclamation point on a Rough Riders win. 6-2 the final on this Tuesday night in Frisco. A great jump from Evan Carter in center field. He came in and made a sliding catch to end the ball game. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 6-2. They go to 1-0 in this series, and they're back to 500 in the second half at 8-8. Josh Wharton has your post-game coverage next. Once again, our final score. It's your Frisco Rough Riders 6, the San Antonio Missions 2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Good way to start the homestand, and the first home game following the All-Star break ends with a 6-2 victory for the Frisco Rough Riders. Good start to finish. It was Evan Carter's start to finish. He had the first RBI. He made the sliding catch to end the ball game. And Evan Carter was really good. A home run as well at the midway point in the fifth inning. And so this game started, continued, ended with highlight plays by the 20-year-old and the number six prospect in all of minor league baseball. Altogether, Evan Carter goes 2-for-2 with a pair of walks, a triple, a home run, 3 runs scored, and a nice catch in center field. He wasn't the only one to do well tonight. Dane Acker collects the victory, his first at the AA level. He's now 1-0, going 5 innings with just 2 hits allowed for the right-hander and 1 run in. Aaron Zavala and Chris Cease both had 3 hits tonight, and they did so on back-to-back pitches to collect their third. It was the first time that either one of them had gotten to 3 hits on the season. Zavala with 3 singles, Cease with 2 singles and a double, and they helped contribute to the Rough Riders' scoring efforts in each of their base hits. Even Cease's double play when he grounded into the twin killing, that brought home a run. And the Rough Riders total 6 runs in the ballgame. Not a ton, but better than what they had been in Amarillo, getting shut out in their most recent game and over the last 12 innings entering today. But they score in the first inning today and don't stop after that, winning 6-2. Luis Angel Acuna also contributed a double, and he scored the first run of the game back in the first inning. It was his only hit of the day, 1-for-4 with a walk. Thomas Ajayi, a rare hitless ball game, but he did reach once, got hit in the head by a pitch, but he was okay. Now, Kellen Strom reached once on a walk. Josh Hatcher, 1-for-3 with a single and a hit by pitch. Scott Capers reached once on a hit by pitch as well. And so every single Rough Riders player in the starting lineup today reached base at least one time. Again, good pitching from Dane Acker to get the start, and the bullpen held up after that. Only 1 run in from the relievers. Nick Starr handled the sixth with scoreless fashion. Danny Duffy, 1 run in off of him in the seventh. And then Matt Bush and Michael Brewer held off the Missions in the eighth and ninth innings without a hit allowed. Well, the Rough Riders improved to 8-8 in the second half, trying to stay in contention for the second half title and give themselves a chance to defend their Texas League championship from last year. They're now 39-45 on the season, and they jump ahead of San Antonio 10-9 on the season in the head-to-head matchup. We'll play again tomorrow at 7:05 when Jared Kolar gets the ball for the San Antonio Missions. We have not yet seen an announced starter for the Frisco Rough Riders. Around the Texas League, it looks like every game is final in Texas League action. In Amarillo, it's a 10-7 win for the Sod Poodles beating Wichita. Northwest Arkansas defends their home turf with a 5-2 victory over Tulsa. Springfield wins over Arkansas 7-3 at home, and then Corpus Christi edges the visiting Midland Rockhounds 7-6. Every home team victorious tonight in the Texas League. A few scores around the Rangers minor league system. The Round Rock Express trailing Reno 6-3 at home in the ninth inning. The Hickory Crawdads bested by Rome 8-6 tonight. The Down East Wood Ducks defeating Salem 4-2 this evening. And the Rangers, the Rangers AA affiliate of the Frisco Rough Riders winning today 6-2. Over the San Antonio Missions. The Rangers themselves playing the Rays today and defeating Tampa Bay 5-3, getting up to 57-39 on the season. Well, again, tomorrow, 7:05, the first pitch. Join us at 6:50 with Justin Slayton joining us on the pregame show as our guest. And we'll play game 2 tomorrow night as the Rough Riders try to win the first couple games of this series against San Antonio. Well, for Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Wirt. We'll talk to you tomorrow right here on the Riders Baseball Network. Until then, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!